Episode 1983, How Are You Supposed to Think?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. It is a brand new week, so rise and shine. Come on, it is time to put your thinking cap on. It's Mindset Monday. Speaking of thinking, how are you supposed to think? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, we don't give a lot of thought to our thoughts. How confusing is that? Information, time, and busyness seem to be competing for our focus. Living in an age where distraction is the main attraction, how are you supposed to think? You know, so much of my growing up while raising a young family required me to control chaos and constant celebrations. We were a party every day, and honestly, we still are. Whether we're coming or going or just sitting around, whatever it's doing, it seems like we're always on the go. We're always doing something. And what I find fascinating was that no matter what was happening, it was my thoughts that got me through the day. If I was one to wake up on the wrong side of the bed, oh my goodness, watch out, stand clear. When mama is upset, the whole house is upset. Can you relate? And it's not fair. It's not fair to the family. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to your spouse. It's not even fair to the puppy dog. Tension and stress feed off of each other. When we try to get stuff done, but find ourselves multitasking poorly, what ends up happening is that we perform more shallow tasks. We struggle with going deeper, and we keep shallow to skim what needs to be taken care of. We're just trying to take what? The edge off. That's it. And this really is a drawback because you leave your best in the closet. You leave what you really should be doing hidden. You have limited opportunities to get what you really need done and do it well. You've heard the saying, jack of all trades, master of none. That becomes your mantra without even knowing that you adopted it as such. But life doesn't have to be all about shallow living. You can live life on purpose with focus. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live life on purpose with focus. Now that might seem easy, but it's not necessarily that easy, right? It's a Keep It Simple strategy, but we still have to work at it because too much of our days are spent spinning. But the really cool thing is that you get to choose how you live your everyday. But most of the time, we don't. We literally are living as habitual creatures. We let everybody else decide, all the other influences in our life. We put them at the forefront, whether it's the TV, whether it's the news, whether it's social media, whether it's your children. I'm not saying that your children aren't important, that your spouse isn't important, that your community isn't important, but you've got to look first at what you need, where you are right now in the present, and then make plans accordingly. And the problem is a lot of what happens, we leave those we love the most out to dry. We don't even do what we need to do with them. We leave them last. And we think that it's kind of okay. I know I used to do it and I didn't do it on purpose. It wasn't something that I tried to do. I wasn't set out on doing. But what happened was I was serving everybody else. I was taking care of everything else that I thought I was supposed to handle the way I thought God wanted me to lead my life. Now, understand this. It wasn't that I was doing anything bad. I just had a few things turned around. And unfortunately, a lot of us have our priorities mixed up. Why? Because we're answering all the 911 stuff that everybody else needs from us. Instead of saying, wait, I'm taking a step back. I need to look and really analyze where I'm coming from. What are my primary responsibilities. I need to start there first. That may mean job. That may mean children. That may mean spouse, bills, whatever it is, your primary responsibilities. And then you take it down to the secondary. What does that look like? And then the tertiary. What does that look like? There are levels, believe it or not. And I know because I tried to do it all, and you're going to lose. You really are. You're going to sell yourself short, and the people you love the most, you'll sell them short too, because you're going to leave them last. And really, you need to be bringing them to the forefront. Live life on purpose with focus. Stop spinning. Stop going in circles. So how do you live a life on purpose with focus? Well, number one, choose your thoughts wisely. Don't leave it up to the world to make the decision on what you should think about. You decide. If you're saying, okay, you know what? I really don't want to eat processed food. And let's say you're watching your favorite YouTube channel and they have all these advertisements that kind of pop up as you're watching them. And three of the four of them deal with processed CRAP. And you're like, wow, that's tempting. And the next thing you know, you find yourself in the car, running to the store to grab a few extra essentials that you had forgotten about 3 days ago. And because of those three commercials that you saw out of the four, in your mind, you're like, oh man, I remember. Maybe I'll just go here. Now, we're not really thinking that we are doing that. But what's happening is a little seed was planted in our subconscious. And all of a sudden, we're in the right area and we're probably a little hungry. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, what did I last think of? Oh, yeah, that wonderful whatever it was, the tempting Oreo cookies. Not that I have anything against Oreo cookies because they are yummy, but we probably shouldn't be taking them in as much as maybe we are. Maybe it's your favorite cereal, or maybe it's your favorite bar. All of those can be good in moderation, but we take them and then we're like, oh my gosh, I just got to have this. And then you wonder why you're set back on your goals for your health and your wellness. Got to choose your thoughts wisely. You've got to be careful about the influences that come in. Because believe it or not, you're allowing most of your thoughts to happen because of someone else or something else. Something that you saw, something that you heard. When we stop long enough to really begin to think through what we're thinking about, it's amazing what changes. And it also helps us to clarify maybe what we didn't know that we didn't understand. So choose your thoughts wisely. Number two, focus on one thing. Multitasking leads you in circles. Have you ever watched a puppy dog? They're so cute. My daughter and son-in-law were here this weekend, and it was hysterical. They have a golden retriever, little Bentley. He is adorable, and he's still puppy because he's only two, but he's a really good puppy. And so he likes our floors, but they're different because in part of the house, it's actually concrete floors. They're stained concrete floors. I know, a little unique, but that's what it is. And it's great when it's a hot day outside, especially for the puppy dogs. And so he comes in and he wants to find his spot, but for him to get comfortable, he goes in circles and then finally settles down. You see, that's what happens to us when it comes to multitasking. All we're doing is going in circles. And if you've ever been on one of those teacup saucer type rides that just go in circles, imagine sitting on there and trying to grab something as you go round and round. You might be able to grab a few things, but you're not going to be able to grab everything. You leave a lot out there and probably things that you should be grabbing that honestly you can't see because you're moving too fast, or you've forgotten because what? You're going in circles. Focus on one thing. Be in the moment. Now, yes, I'm one who multitasks, and there is an argument on both sides. Multitasking is not good for you. Multitasking really isn't real. I can argue both sides. So what I'm going to tell you is this. If you're one who says, Christiane, I really am good at multitasking, great. The thing is, though, what I want you to focus on is in the moment that you're doing something, that is all you focus on. It may be all of 10 seconds, but that 10 seconds is a dedicated, diehard 10 seconds. You're not thinking about anything else. Now, then you switch to the next thing. I can remember doing multiple things at one time. But the key to doing it successfully is focusing on one thing. So technically, if you really want to get technical about it, you're really not multitasking because your focus is clear on one thing. So see how you can argue both sides? I know, it's kind of crazy. And I'm going to leave that argument for a whole nother day because you know what? It is Monday. And who wants to get into an argument? I don't. In fact, I think of it more as a discussion. Choose your thoughts wisely, right? Choose your words wisely. It's a discussion, not an argument. Number two, focus on one thing. And finally, number three, stay grounded in your faith. Pray, read, and lean on God. That's just got to be a part of your everyday, in my opinion. If you want to truly live life on purpose with focus, you have got to stay grounded in God. You got to lean on Him. Because otherwise, you going in circles is going to be eventually leading to worry. Do you really want to live your life in the tornado of worry? But unfortunately, a lot of us are doing that. Stop it already. You don't have to do that. Now, yes, some things are going to happen in life that you just don't understand. But the cool thing is you can give it over to God and let Him take care of it. Now, that doesn't give you the excuse just to sit back on your couch and do nothing. He still wants you to take aim. He wants you to have action behind your words and your thoughts. And He wants you to do it according to how He is directing you. However, if you're not grounded in Him, none of that's going to happen. And all you're going to be doing is being swept up in the tornado of worry. And that's not how you want to live. It's crazy. Because when you're in the tornado of worry, where do you think your mind is? In the gutter. It's all over the place. You're not going to be able to have a clear sense as to what needs to happen. Choose your thoughts wisely. Focus on one thing. Stay grounded in your faith. You are in the business of grooming your thoughts every day. Seriously, think about it. You are grooming your thoughts every day. So throw out the junk. Declutter the piles and clarify your intention. This will keep the focused mind present and engaged. And that's ultimately what God wants from us. And ultimately, when you think about it, truly think about it. That's what we want. We want to be present. We want to be engaged. When we are doing that, guess what? You remember things. If I asked you this morning, what did you have for breakfast? Could you tell me exactly what you had, how you prepared it, what happened during that time, what sounds were going on around you, what lights were on, what lights were off? Were there any interruptions? Could you give me all of those details? I bet you could give me maybe five, but could you give me the entire picture? If I could watch a video, could you describe everything that would be in that video to me? Most of us can't because we're not engaged. We're not present. We're there for a blink and we're already thinking about dinner and we haven't even finished breakfast. And you wonder why we're so messed up. Why everything isn't getting done. And I know because I've lived this. And it's not like we try and do it. It just happens because we are distracted creatures. And then on top of that, we're habitual creatures. And if you side with the whole idea that I'm going to live distracted 75% of my life, and then I'm going to live as and a habitual creature, oh yeah, you are a mess. I love you, but you're a mess. And I know because I've been a mess. And there are times that I've been messier too recently. And I have to stop and say, okay, enough is enough. Christine, you know better. But that's why we have to take tools and strategies and figure out, okay, is this a season? And that season may be all of 2 weeks. It may be all of 3 days. It could be maybe a month. But this every day, 365, 24/7, no, that's not. That's not healthy. That's not good for your best selfie. That's not good for what God has in store for you. You cannot do the work here on earth that you are called to do if you are spinning in circles, if you're living in the tornado of worry. So it's time to really focus, live life on purpose with focus. Don't sit there and say, you know what? The shallow, I like it like that. No, you don't. Go deeper. One last story I have for you. When I was raising our family, and they were very, very much younger at that time, I was much younger, and I had a lot of growing up to do. I may have been really, really smart and brilliant. Not really. But I did have a good head on my shoulders. However, I still made mistakes. And one thing I really noticed is that when we moved all the time, I had to learn very quickly how to dig deep in order to spread my roots and get rooted in a community. Because there was at one point in our life that we moved every single year for 5 years straight. I'm not kidding you. That was crazy. And I had little ones at that time. I had four. Actually, technically, it was three, pregnant with one, number four. Then I had four, pregnant with number five. And then we moved. And I was like, oh my goodness. I literally had the moving company on speed dial, and they knew me by name. They expected me to call about the same time every year, and I did this for 5 years straight. Now, I tell you this because I never had the opportunity to stay in one place long enough to dig deep and spread, right? Deep and wide. That's what we want to go. We want to go deep and we want to go wide. But what I did have to learn is that, you know what? I can go deep and I can do it very quickly. And then I can go wide. But most of us are just living what? In the shallow. We're afraid to go deep. Maybe it's because we've been hurt. Maybe we've been rejected. Maybe there's been failure. Maybe some abuse. Whatever it is. There's pain there. There's something that makes you uncomfortable. Well, how are you supposed to think? Are you supposed to keep living in the shallow life, in the shallow end? That's not where God wants you. He wants you to dig deep and then go wide. And He wants to lead you there. But you have to be very mindful of your thoughts. And the problem is we're not doing it. We blurt things out and we're like, oh, foot in the mouth. Yeah, because you didn't think about what you were going to say before you said it. I just did it this weekend, probably a couple times. Ask my husband. We are in a good place so he can call me out on it. But many years ago, oh, we were not in a good place. And he wouldn't call me out on it. And what do you think that led to? Not a strong foundation within our marriage, which affected him at work, affected me at home, in my job. It became a mess. So you've got to be mindful of your thoughts. Don't just make these assumptions that, huh, I got this. I don't really have to think about what I'm thinking about. No, you do need to think about what you're thinking about. And just because you're thinking about what you're thinking about doesn't make you crazy. It makes you what? Aware. It makes you alert. And that allows you what? To be present, to be incredible, to be you. Go out today with a focused mind, ready to engage the world. Take aim. You got this. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.